Robert Greenidge, Michael Utley. Paradise Gardens, the track there from their current compact disc, which is called Heat. Also in the set, Al Jarreau offered us a rhyme this time, and from Sandy Owen, it was a gentle breeze. The time's 11 past the hour. My name is Ben Johnson. It would be nice if every time we gave you the news, we could report happy news. This is not, unfortunately, one of those times. Police say a gunman armed with an automatic rifle has opened fire on children during recess at an elementary school playground in Stockton, California, a little earlier on today. Reports say the man killed three students and wounded three others before shooting himself in the head. Police would not release the condition of the attacker, but reports say that he was mortally wounded. The killer apparently was outside the recreation yard during the gunfire. Condition of the wounded students is not available at this point. Secretary of State-designate James Baker told members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today that the U.S. must treat Mexico, in his words, with the respect and seriousness it warrants. The committee begins hearings into Baker's confirmation today. Baker also told the committee he does not see relations improving between Washington and South Africa until there is real progress towards ending the official policy of racial separation. Anti-apartheid leader Reverend Alan Bozak said today at Harvard University that President Reagan turned his back on South African blacks. Bozak says the new administration must take a moral stance against racial injustice. For the third day in a row, police and demonstrators clashed in Prague, Czechoslovakia. Hundreds of riot police charged into crowds and fired water cannons. The demonstrators are trying to mark the 20-year anniversary of the public suicide of a 20-year-old student protester. The Supreme Court heard oral argument today on a Massachusetts law that made it a crime to photograph children in the nude. State Attorney General James Shannon argued that the law should not have been struck down by a lower court as unconstitutional. Jury selection continues in Greenville today in the murder-for-hire trial of Jesse Jackson's half-brother. 46-year-old Noah Robinson could get the electric chair if he's convicted of hiring a notorious Chicago street gang to kill the former friend. The Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission has proposed a $100,000 fine for Sacramento's utility district for radioactive leaks in 1983 from the Rancho Seco nuclear power plant. The NRC gave the utility 30 days to respond to the alleged violations. Just the information you need, and always the fresh sounds you want. Breeze 97.1. listening to the all-new Breeze 97.1.
Waiting at the water's edge, watching all the ships as they're heading for the harbor. Reading out the names of all the places I have never been, looking out to sea, staring out to sea, dreaming of a wide world, dreaming of the wide world.
Called Sailing Away from the Flying Colors LP. A new release. Judy Roberts in the set with Poinciana as well. The time is 28 past the hour. It's a Tuesday on the radio. I'm Ben Johnson. There are times when talking about current events in the news is a joy when there's good news, and there are times when it's bad news and you don't want to talk about it. There's also another kind of a foil. Sometimes if you hear about terrorist action or something, I always question whether we should be talking about the incident or not. And right now a news story is developing, and it's one that I frankly don't want to talk about. But after a little deliberation, I think we're going to anyway, at least for now. A massacre is taking place at an elementary school in Stockton, California. It's left at least 5 children dead and at least 30 others wounded, 15 of them critically. Authorities say a gunman in combat fatigues opened fire this afternoon with an automatic rifle and 2 pistols on the children during recess. Police say the assailant then turned the gun on himself and died later from a gunshot wound to the head. His death has now been confirmed. The attack occurred around midday at the Cleveland Elementary School in a quiet neighborhood near downtown Stockton, California. Now this.
If you want to make money and enjoy the lifestyle a high income provides, here's your chance. The American Academy of Broadcast Sales in Dallas, Texas has created a 7-day course that is the most in-depth anywhere. Over 50 hours of concentrated hands-on instruction. 30 instructors drawn from broadcasting, university professors, celebrities, each an expert, have been retained to teach. Graduates' resumes are sent to more than 1,000 broadcasting stations. Call 214-385-1800. A short tape will give you details.
Over 25 million people own Black & Decker Dustbuster cordless vacs. Here's someone who doesn't. Ma'am, what do you use?
A wide-bodied 36-horsepower vacuum.
How is it on pet hair?
Great, but we lost Spot that way.
Aw, how about couches?
I'll fix them right up.
This woman needs the Black & Decker Dustbuster. It's lightweight, compact, and picks up just about everything except couches. So you won't have to drag out your big vac. Try this powerful handheld vac on a 30-day money-back guarantee. See details on package.
Very clever, Black & Decker.
What a know about imitation hoods, doors, and fenders? Ask a body shop owner.
Guy came by today trying to sell me copycat hoods, doors, and fenders for GM cars. But I wasn't buying because I know some of these imitations don't come up to GM specs for fit, finish, and corrosion protection.
So remember, even if insurance is paying the bill, it's still your car. And your choice. Ask to see your repair order and insist on genuine General Motors parts.
Excuse me.
Yes?
What's this Peerless Faucet Save-In-Style rebate?
Well, I'll relate that all Peerless Designer and DeMixa faucets now come with an $8 rebate.
Well, that's
a great rate on stylish do-it-yourself faucets that accentuate.
Could you just
illuminate that the quality of these faucets is first rate?
Well, then there's no debate.
That the Peerless $8 rebate
is great.
So don't wait.
Because Peerless Faucet Save-In-Style rebate
ends February 27.
You mean 28.
That's the date.
Don't be late.
I won't.
There's a cool breeze blowing through St. Louis 24 hours a day. Breeze 97.1.
Like a butterfly that's